This beautiful candle here, the Paschal candle, is a beautiful reminder of what we should be and what we can be. This is the light of Christ, and as Christians, we rejoice because He is risen indeed. It seems that we just started Ash Wednesday 2 days ago. Now it's over. Now we are celebrating the resurrection of a God who is a God of the living, not of the dead. A God who brings people to Himself, but only those who wish to remain in His light. Not the light that the world will offer us out there. Appears to be light. It seems like light, but it's not the light. Only Jesus is the light. And as we are gathered here, we ask for the grace so that we may remain with Christ, who is the light. In this particular time in history, that we may not be afraid, that no pandemic, no political division, whatever is happening out there, that we may not follow other king, but the only king who decided to suffer for you and for me, to give us light, to give us guidance, to give us His own self, that we may continue to return to Him. We need to be Mary of Magdala. Mary of Magdala went to the tomb and it was empty. You and me, my brothers and sisters in Christ need to be Mary of Magdala in this time in history. We need to return to a lot of the tombs out there because there's a lot of people who are dying. No more hope. No more faith. No more charity. So remaining with Him who is the light, the tomb is empty. But there are a lot of empty hearts out there because they are not with the light. But it is the job of you and me to partake on this mission like Mary of Magdala, to go to the empty tombs, to the empty hearts, and perhaps to those tombs that have people who are already dead spiritually, to bring them out. And how do we do that? We're going to go there firstly to bring the light, to tell them, like Mary of Magdala, He is risen, and He is risen indeed. We are going to return to those empty hearts to give them light, to give them hope, to strengthen their faith. But how do we do that? We do that only if we remain with the light, if we come to the light, if we stay with the light. And I do that by participating actively, reverently, with all my heart, now, of this holy, sacred, unique sacrament. Christ, the light, shining brightly in the most blessed Eucharist. How do I remain with the light? Going to the light. Perhaps in some of us, there's still some darkness, because we're still struggling with temptation and sin. But He has conquered death and sin and darkness. Go to the light. in the most blessed sacrament of holy reconciliation, Jesus himself. When we go to confession, we go to the light. Jesus himself, who is giving us guidance, who is giving us the grace, so that we may remain with him. Then we are given the mission. At the end of Mass, my brother deacon will say, go in peace, or go and announce the gospel of the Lord. That message is the torch. That is the light, because we are given the light. And as we remain with the light, then we go out there to share the light. And I have made an acronym for you to remember. Light, meaning, and we know how to spell light, I hope, L-I-G-H-T, living in God's holy time. Light, living in God's holy time. And which one is that time? This is the time, the Holy Eucharist. We are truly blessed. Last year, this church was empty. You were behind the screen, if you were there. Perhaps you were taking a nap, who knows? We are in the light, living in God's holy time. This is the time. This is the time in which you take the light and go out there to share it with others. Only if we do that, then we remain with Christ. Only if we do that, if we share of his love, his light, we will be able to partake of the eternity of paradise that he has prepared for us. We will be living in the light, in the eternal light, with God in heaven. So, my dear brothers and sisters, as we approach this fountain of light, we ask our Blessed Mother to help us remain with the light, her Son. We ask her to help us so that we, like Mary of Magdala, may bring her Son to the world out there. Echoing the words of the psalmist today, my dear friends in Christ, the light is here. Jesus himself, who died for you and for me, to give us hope, to strengthen our faith, to remain in his love so that we may bring others to himself. If we are not doing that, we are not remaining with the light. This is a reminder, a beautiful reminder of what we should be and of what we can be. This is the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad.